Danny, the Grumpy Duck. A children's story. Written by Chris D. Henry. Narrated by Brad Grahowski. Through sad moments, and others that are equally heartwarming, The Grumpy Duck is a story that will stay with you forever. Mr. Grumpy, unpleasant as he may be at times, is a character that will keep your attention. And what Chris D. Henry has produced here is sure to become a classic of children's literature. Chapter 1. Introducing Mr. Grumpy. One late evening, Kiki the Junebug, Tom the Goat, and Castro the Donkey were hanging out by the lake, when all of a sudden, Mr. Grumpy showed up with his attitude uniform on. Mr. Grumpy didn't like anyone trespassing in his yard. Tom, Castro, and Kiki had a bad habit of walking around Mr. Grumpy's yard without his permission.
"Well, hello, Danny," Castro said with a cheerful smile. "What's going on, my good friend?"
"First of all, it's Mr. Grumpy to you," Mr. Grumpy said with his arms tucked behind his back. "So show some kind of respect. Now you and these other two weirdos have 5 seconds to leave my property before I call the cops."
"Before you call the cops?" Castro asked.
"Yes, before I call the cops," Mr. Grumpy repeated. "Or, better yet, before I toss all three of you right into the middle of this lake."
Mr. Grumpy walked off into the sunset.
"Hey, who's he calling a weirdo?" Kiki the Junebug asked. "I'll teach him a lesson. He doesn't know who he's messing with."
"Come on, guys," Castro, who was just following orders, said. "Let's leave before we get in trouble with Mr. Grumpy."
The next day came, and Mr. Grumpy was invited to church by two nice foxes that were pastors at one of the local churches.
"Now, what do you two clowns want?"
Mr. Grumpy was very agitated.
"We're just here to invite you to our church service tomorrow," Carl the fox stated. "It'll be a lot of fun."
"Oh, yeah?"
Mr. Grumpy wasn't a church-going guy.
"Yes, sir," Carl said.
"You want to know what will really be fun?"
Mr. Grumpy asked.
"What?"
Carl asked.
"You and your twin brother vanishing into thin air, just like a cloud of dust coming off of an old lady's china cabinet."
Mr. Grumpy got right in Carl's face.
"Now beat it, before I really get angry."
"Did you just say you..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?